Well, welcome everybody. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. We start another week. I release a prophetic word that I've been experiencing as much as I've heard about the living word coming in, the active word of Hebrews 4:12. All right,
Christ let's tune alone, in. My hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Well, that's where we stand, isn't it? Stand in Him alone. My rock, my fortress, Christ alone. That is our word today. Well, welcome. It's the sixth day of May, 2024. We pray you're having a good day, and I pray you enjoyed our meeting yesterday. We had graduation of our Olive students. Remind everybody, if you know anybody that's interested in our school of ministry, we're taking applications for the fall semester. We're looking forward to it. We had a great year with our students. They're getting ready to go on a mission trip with us to Columbia, where they'll actually do everything they were trained to do. Prophetic, prophesy, intercede, lay hands on the sick, everything we've taught them in a year. And they've been doing it at our house anyway, but they'll get to do it in the nations. And just kind of a commissioning, sending them out, launching them out in the work of the Lord. We're so excited about that. You can go to our website for that one. It's olefsm.org. SM stands for School of Ministry, but Aleph, A-L-E-P-H, S-M.org. You can learn more about it. Just, hey, if you know a student, a young person there that would be interested, just tell them to go there and check out the videos that we have on that website. You can learn more about us. You don't have to be young. In the natural, you can be of any age if you want to be a part of that. We have a mixed group. We're so thankful for that. All right. So here's what's been happening. I want to build on it. I'm not going to say I'm going to finish in a day anymore after it's been happening lately. But I had an encounter last Wednesday, and I haven't had this encounter in a couple of years. And what happens in a meeting is the Lord comes in, and I feel this presence. I've seen it before, but now I feel it. Fire comes in. I feel the fire. My ears begin to be alerted in the spirit to hear, listen. And I know this. It's the prophetic. Yes, it is, because it's the spirit of prophecy that's coming in, but it's the word himself, him. He's coming in, and it's a bit disconcerting in the sense that, oh my, he's coming in a greater manifestation, and the fear of God comes on you, and you don't know what to do, or you don't want to mess up. I always watch Rick Joyner when he introduces one of his speakers. He gives him the microphone and he says, no, don't mess up. And he's joking, but it's kind of what happens. And I remembered a story years ago, a friend of mine, Bishop Hurd, in Houston, Texas, and Tommy Tenney were having meetings together, and Bishop Hurd's a friend of ours, and we minister with him in Africa, South Africa. And he was telling us a story, and it was well documented what happened, but in Houston, Texas, at his church at that time, they were having a revival meeting. Tommy Tenney, this was in the 90s, had come, and this is when the revival was breaking out everywhere. But they in a service, they felt the fire of God, just like what I'm talking about. They felt the presence of God come in such a tangible way in a meeting, and they didn't know what to do. And Bishop Hurd said, he was sitting on the platform, and I've heard the testimony from him and from Tommy Tenney, and they share the same exact story. But they were sitting there, and they felt it, and you know, Bishop Hurd said to Tommy, well, you better get up there. And he goes, I'm not getting up there. You just didn't want to mess up. And Tommy looks at Bishop Hurd and says, you get up there. He says, I'm not getting up there. And nobody wanted the platform. Now, that is a profound insight. When the word comes, when he comes in the John chapter 1 word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Okay, when that tangible Word comes in that way, which is the Hebrews 4:12, we'll get to here in a little bit. When it comes in that way, you have the fear of God, and you just don't want to speak. You don't want to do anything, because why? He needs the platform. Now, he may commission you and tell you to get up there and say something, but until he does, you don't do anything. Now, well, shouldn't we be that way every meeting, brother? Well, I hear what you're saying when you say something like that, because I'm saying it too. But there's times if you don't have a clear word, you know, you go forward with what you know. Without presence, you go with what are principles in the spirit. You do what the principles tell you to do until the presence shows up. And or if the presence shows up, then you go. Now, Brother William Branham had a little bit different. He would stall, literally. I've talked to ministers that were and people that were in his meetings. They said sometimes the very beginning of the meetings are some of those boring meetings you've ever been in. And he literally was stalling until the presence. And they said when he would say, "The angel of the Lord's in the room," he said the hair on the back of your head would stand up. You felt the presence. You felt the shift of the room. And then miracles started breaking out. Any miracle needed would break out. Signs and wonders became the norm. And that's what I think the Lord is saying. I believe with all my heart. He's showing up. And we'll play a testimony on Supernatural Friday that I think confirms this. But he's coming in his full manifestation to where we just need to cooperate with him as he comes rather than trying to create something to happen. And so he came in Wednesday at our last meeting. And be honest with you, I wasn't expecting that. I mean, I prepared. I did everything I knew I'd supposed to do for the meeting. Worship was really good. And the next thing you know, the fire comes. And I said, okay, something's up with this. And then I feel the Word come in the room. And y'all were there, you know what I'm talking about. If you listen to the replay, you know. And begin to believe for whatever. If you need creative miracle, because the Word's there. What when he comes Word, he comes as creative. It's that double-edged sword that goes to the very sinew, the very bone. Whatever the issue is, the Word can get into those crooks and crannies and begin to do it. And so I thought, okay, it was powerful. I preached prophetically for about half of my message, because when that happens, you can preach prophetically. You don't even have to have notes. You just literally, the spirit of prophecy is in the world, which, in the room, which is the testimony of Jesus. So you begin to share, and it becomes a testimony. And then what happens, it spreads, and everybody who has need begins to get encounters, okay? Now, I thought it was a low level. Start, I guess that's the way I put it. Like I said, it's been several years since I've experienced it. I used to have it quite often. Even while I'm speaking right now, it's happening again. And I'm a bit nervous as I record, because I don't want to say something I'm not supposed to say. I want to say exactly what he's telling me to say. And then Sunday morning, we did a worship song about Holy is His name, and it was, it is, and is to come. And it came again. I thought, well, this is the same thing that happened Wednesday. And then I knew that we're in a new season where the Word is going to come with the Word for you and what you need to do and where you need to walk. And that's where it talks about in John chapter 16, where the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will come and lead you into all truth, and he will disclose you what is to come. And I believe we're at a moment where we can all tap into that. And so I want y'all to join with me today and to open up your hearts to be that recipient of that very thing, of what he's about to do in the earth. I believe with all my heart that scripture in Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Now, we did a message Sunday, Pastor Scott Hooper did, and really laid a foundation for the Word. I'd encourage you to go watch that or listen to that either way. And One thing I remember years ago, we were in a meeting and we had a teaching on this and we were talking about this. And when the Hebrews, we call it the Hebrews 4:12 sword, when it comes in, it's just not a word, it's the word. Now you got to remember that, because it's the two-edged sword, which he was. And when he comes, every heart is revealed. And you really get to get close to the Lord because your heart's being revealed. And what happens in that environment is you start hearing better. You sense stuff in your heart, things that you're having to deal with, things that are hidden become revealed because he's coming in for that. And when you think your motives are right, he'll reveal that they may not be. And if you think they're wrong, he may reveal to you that they are right, because that's the ability of the word. It can get through, because we only see in part and know in part. The heart is utterly deceitful and wicked above all things. Jeremiah 17 tells us that. But the word is not. That's why in 1 Corinthians 2, when it talks, it does above what we could ask or even imagine. But it says, but by the Spirit, you can know these things. That's what the passage says. So what I'm seeing right now, and I'm going to pray for you here at the end, that we would all press into this, because I don't think the Lord wants us in darkness, doesn't want us not to know these things. Because when it says that in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, it says, for there was written, what things which eye cannot have not seen, ears not heard, or what's entered the heart of man, that God has prepared for those who love him. It says, for to us, God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. I want you to understand that. So who can know the thoughts of man? Well, the Spirit can. That's who can. And we've not received the spirit of this world, but we've received the Spirit of God, that we may know the things freely given to us from God. And I believe that's what's going to happen in our gatherings, in our prayer times, in our private prayer times. And I want you to catch this word today. Have an expectancy that in your private prayer times, the word is going to come in. Now, you may be reading your scripture, you may be praying, but he's going to come in and reveal to you those things that you need to know, the things that have been freely given to you by God. That's the ministry of reconciliation. He gave to me was that God is bringing us back to a place where we'll know who we were before the foundation of the earth. And then when we got redeemed through the cross and resurrection, then we have an access place back to where we were before the foundation of the world, which was we were not tainted yet. We hadn't been given a soul and a body that it was corrupt. And we had a place in the Spirit where we were pure with him at one time. Somehow, I don't know how that looks. I'd have to have revelation. I'd have to have this word come to me and explain it to me. But nonetheless, here we are. We're at this moment. And as I speak, I want you to be encouraged that this is what God wants for you and wants for all of us in this hour, that we would have this encounter where we would have these revelations. And so when God hits this way, you will not have really a warning sometimes that this is coming. It will hit you. I've shared it before when I was in Pensacola in the revival. When that glory realm comes, you've got to just get out of the way and let him do for you in that moment what no message, what no person can do by laying hands on you. Because see, the Hebrews 4:12 is him. It's him coming in. And when he touches you with his sword, it may be painful, but it's also full of healing because he's double-edged. He cuts and he heals. That's what Bob Jones used to tell us all the time. Because he talked about people of discerning gifts that could discern evil and discern things that are wrong in people's lives. We'd have that Hebrews 4:12 thing. And he said, well, it's got two edges on it, boys. He's country boy. He says, if you're going to cut, you better heal. And I remember that. I always remember that because the way he said it. But it's a really important word. If God's going to give us revelation to do surgery, either on ourselves or somebody else we're ministering to, we also have to bring the healing. You're only doing half your job if all you see is what's wrong. You're only doing half your job if you only see what's doing right. I did that message here a couple weeks ago on the podcast about light and darkness. They're simultaneous. You have to see both realms and understand that God is in both realms. and that he, even in the darkness, tells us to rise, shine, our light has come. Okay, we're going to build on this. You can feel it, can't you? I want you to be encouraged. God is visiting you. He's visiting us in this hour. I have a great expectancy that's only going to increase. We're going to move from glory to glory. I speak that over your life today. Father, I pray for everybody listening today that they would press in to this moment, Lord, and say, Lord, I'm willing to hear your voice. And God, I want you to speak to me and let me know what's about to happen. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. God bless you. Come back tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening today, each and every one of you, here on our daily podcast from Christian Center's Report. Reminding you that our Aleph School of Ministry is taking registration for the fall semester, and go to alephsm.org. Also, your giving, if you're giving our first fruit offering, we're still receiving that up to Pentecost. We're counting the omers, as we call it. And you can go to our website, christiancentersreport.com, and there's a give button, or you can go to our app, and there's a giving button there. And we want to bless you back, and we're going to say this is going to be your greatest year. Your barns will be filled to overflow, and your vats will be filled with new wine as you walk in this principle. All right, God bless.